The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hey there, this is Madison Mueller, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Singer-songwriter Madison Mueller is turning heads in the music scene, having garnered two International Singer-Songwriter Association Awards for International Young Adult Artist of the Year and International Silver Music Video of the Year for Exhale, as well as her most recent win at the LDM Radio Awards in New York City for Pop Song of the Year for Exhale. She's also the recipient of several accolades at the Josie Music Awards, and this past year was nominated in several categories, including Pop and Contemporary Song of the Year for Too Nice. In May, she released an acoustic version of Exhale, and this past summer, she worked as a program coordinator at the Ontario Musician Co-op, a nonprofit arts service organization. Joining me via Skype is Madison Mueller. She will share her latest music video and recording of Too Nice. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio. Mississauga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Mississauga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Joining me via Skype from Barrie is our very talented singer-songwriter, Madison Mueller. So nice to have you back on the show.
Always happy to be back. I'm so happy to be chatting with you again and catching up and everything.
So first of all, congratulations on your two International Singer-Songwriter Association Awards for International Young Adult Artist of the Year and International Silver Music Video of the Year, as well as your most recent win at the LDM Radio Awards in New York City for Pop Song of the Year for Exhale. How are you feeling with your latest accomplishments?
Oh, I'm feeling like unbelievable about it all. It's such a weird year for all this stuff. Normally I would be attending these things in person and getting to be with everyone, but the fact that we're still making it work online and everyone's still supporting each other and making it this amazing community online this year is fantastic, and I'm still so blown away by it all, and I'm very excited to be sharing it with the others in the community. And it's something that it's so difficult to process for me still, but it's been really good so far. I'm happy things are still happening even though everything is so different right now.
For sure. So over the years, you have won several accolades at the Josie Music Awards, and you were also nominated this past year. So having won these awards, has this helped propel your musical career?
Absolutely. Yeah, the award shows, they're small independent award shows, but they have grown so massively over the last few years. I got to attend the ISO Awards last year, and that was already such a huge gathering of people, and I've attended the Josies the past 2 years, and to watch it grow from year to year is just unbelievable, and to be a part of it is even more like intense than I can think about. And there's so many musicians and people in the industry that I get to talk to each year after attending or being nominated, and I've definitely made a lot of connections that way, and I'm continually chatting with these people and getting to know them better. They're getting to know me better. And not to mention, locally, people get very excited about the fact that I come back from these places and I've managed to come home with awards and everything. And it's really propelled me in a way that has allowed me to have more motivation towards music and getting my name out there more, which is really important nowadays.
Absolutely. So I understand Too Nice was recorded in Pennsylvania. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, for sure. So Too Nice is my most recent song that I've really released, other than my acoustic version of my song Exhale. But Too Nice was recorded in Pennsylvania with Andrew Chervak from Midnight Studios, whom I met at the Josie Awards a couple years ago and online and everything. So we've been chatting back and forth over the past few years and wanting to work together. And we finally made it happen last November. And I went down there, me and my dad traveled down and got to record Too Nice. And he did such a great job. He brought this song into like the perfect attitude for the song. It's got a nice sass to it. And it was a very different experience. I haven't really recorded with different producers at that time. So it was a really awesome experience, and I would definitely do it again. He was fantastic, especially when I was in the vocal booth and he was trying to get all the emotions out of me for the song. And I would definitely recommend him, and I'm very happy with what we came up with for that song. It was very cool.
Oh, well, tell us about your music video for the original song Exhale, along with the acoustic version of which was released in May.
Yeah. So the acoustic version of Exhale kind of came about when I had gone on to the Global Morning Show and I did an acoustic version of my song Exhale, which I had released not too long from that point. That was last summer that I was on that. And people really enjoyed the acoustic version. So I wanted to put that out at around the same time I put the music video out. Just, you know, give it a little extra push. And because I love the meaning behind that song. And that's kind of the way that we went for the music video, is that the idea is that, you know, even though you're dealing with hardships and everything, you got to remember to just sit back, relax, and enjoy what's being presented to you in the moment. And that's kind of what the music video was supposed to feel like, is that, you know, you've got things that are going on in life, but sometimes you just got to, you know, sit back, be surrounded by people that you love being around. And we kind of had like a backyard barbecue sort of thing going on. And then I was with my friends who are the band All My Life, and they were backing me in the music video and everything. And it was just really, really fun. Friends all together, family all together, and I got to exhale a little bit in those moments. So
wow. Wonderful. Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Absolutely, yeah. So the song that is coming up right now is the acoustic version of Exhale, and it was released back in May. It's available on all streaming sites and all that stuff, and if you like it, feel free to check out the music video and the fully produced one as well.
Well, joining me via Skype is singer-songwriter Madison Mueller. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Can you help me up off the ground so I can stand? I don't know what you have planned. Oh, whoever you are, I'd like to know if I was placed here to live and let go. It's harder to try after you failed, but when you breathe in, remember to
welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Skype, Madison Mueller. So, Madison, this summer I hear you worked at the Ontario Musician Co-op.
Yeah, it's a really fantastic organization, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. This is my third year being a part of it, and basically they're an organization that helps promote young artists and artists that need the extra help learning the industry and getting connections and stuff within the industry and just, you know, learning how to stand on your own two feet in the whole music industry world, which is not easy. So I've been a part of that for the past 2 years, last 3 years, I guess now. But the past 2 years, I was an emerging artist, so I got to be the person that was learning all the information, and they were sending you out to different venues, and you're street performing all the time. This year was very different because you can't be outside really at all. So we were all on the internet, and I got to be a program coordinator this year. So I got to be the one helping those that were just getting, you know, into the program and wanting to learn the ins and outs and everything. So that was really, really fantastic. We were all online, mostly over like Google Hangouts and Zoom and stuff like that. And then each week we would schedule in our different artists. There are about 50 artists across Simcoe County, and we had some out in Alberta and BC because it was online this year. So we got to open it up nationally, and we would send them out to lives online. So, you know, we would set them up on Facebook and stuff like that, getting their names out there, and it was really, really awesome, and I'm surrounded by musicians all day, and we're all getting paid for it, so nothing better, really.
And now with so many musicians performing virtually, how has COVID-19 impacted your musical career and the music industry at large?
It's affected it in ways that we still can't even really predict, I think. For myself, anyways, I know I'm not performing live nearly as much as I planned to this summer. I had a lot of gigs lined up and kind of changed the shift of where I wanted to be going for the next year, but it's also pushed people more online. Lots of people are really like exploring different music and really like just feeding into different music, and they're apt to listen to your stuff online more because you can't go out and enjoy live music right now. So I think everyone's having a go at the whole social media thing right now, because it's always been important, but now more than ever to get your stuff out there. Very important to have that connection with people right now. So can't really say where it's going to go from here. Hopefully we're going to start seeing more live performances again soon, because I miss those a lot. But for now, it's been pretty good, and I'm still recording, I'm still writing, so it's a good time.
That's fantastic. So what's next for Madison, speaking of, that you're writing?
Yeah, so I'm looking to get into the studio in the next few weeks again. I'm looking to get a new single together, and I'm really throwing myself fully into the deep end with music. For the past few years, I have been doing that, but I feel like I could give it a little bit more of a push, and I feel like I'm really ready to do that right now. And I'm really excited to see where that takes me over the next few months, and I'm excited to show people what's happening.
Well, that's fantastic. So, Madison, where can we find more information?
Yeah, I'm on all social medias. Like I was saying before, it's very important to be on those. So you can find me under my name on all the streaming sites and platforms and all that stuff under Madison Mueller. And if you can't find me under that, you're likely going to find me under Maddie Makes Music. So I'm pretty much everywhere that you want to find me.
Well, thank you, Madison. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
I'm always happy to be here.
But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
For sure. So the next song that you're going to hear is the one that I recorded in Pennsylvania. This is Too Nice. It's a really sassy, kind of like Alanis Morissette sort of vibe to it with a cool meaning behind it. So I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for having me.
Well, you're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Skip the pleasantries, cut to the end. Why have you been popping up? Why won't you just stop? Cutting into my life like some parasite. I'm finally happy, then you decide to strike. I was too nice then.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Madison Mueller for being my guest and wishing her continued success with her musical career. For more information, visit maddiemakesmusic.com or her social media platforms. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.